I live on a circle drive, and I'm surrounded by beautifully manicured lawns. If you drive by my house, you'll see a beautiful manicured lawn, another one, and then my house where the grass is brown. I have very little landscaping. I've never really cared about my lawn. Who care most are my neighbors. And a couple years ago, there was a bag of fertilizer laying up against my garage door. And there was a note attached to the fertilizer. It said, "Dear Pat, please put this fertilizer on your lawn and make your grass grow green and strong." It was signed by my neighbor, Jim. At the bottom of the note, it said, "P.S. You owe me $15.23 for the fertilizer." Hi, this is Pat Bosco, Kansas State University's student life administrator for almost 50 years, bringing you authentic, real-life advice regarding leadership and how to make an impact, no matter what kind of experience you may be having, whether it's work or volunteer experiences, an opportunity to make an impact on day-to-day interests. I went ahead and started putting this stuff on my lawn. I got close enough to the street where there was a three-year-old girl on her tricycle watching me. When I got close enough to her, she said, Mr. Bosco, why are you putting that stuff on your lawn?" I looked down to the three-year-old and I started explaining to her why I was doing what I was doing. What I got done with, I thought, was an awfully good explanation. She looked up at me with those big brown eyes and she said, "Why?" I started explaining a second time why I was doing what I was doing. I even read something off the bag thinking this would help. When I got done with my explanation, which I thought was even better than the first one, she looked up to me with those big brown eyes and she said, "Why?" Right then I realized she was just into asking why. She wasn't willing to roll up her sleeves and help me define the answer to the why question. Now we think about that in terms of leadership. I think probably the most important question is not who, what, where, when, but why we do what we do, to have a sense of purpose. And it's not enough just to ask the question why. We have to be willing to listen to the explanation and to work along with our leaders and followers to make sure that we have a sense of purpose, that we understand why we've gathered, why we're on a committee, why we go to work every day, why a teacher is teaching a particular kind of lesson or a coach is teaching a particular kind of drill. I think when we define effective coaches, effective teachers, effective leaders, they anticipate that the little voice inside of all of us, as we think in terms of motivating one another and ourselves, is making sure we define the answer to the why question, why we do what we do. I think that's the most important question that needs to be answered as we think in terms of motivating ourselves and others. I think it deals with authenticity, sincerity, and a sense of care for those that we lead as well as followers. I don't want to put myself in a situation where I'm in a group where I don't understand why I'm there. We get ourselves in situations all the time where we're afraid or uncomfortable or it's awkward to say, "Excuse me, let's explain why we're doing what we're doing." And oftentimes it's the unasked question, and it ought to be the asked question right from the beginning of why we're doing what we're doing.